Hi all, it's Jack. It's Friday afternoon. And today, I haven't updated my blog. I'm going through withdrawal. What the hell is wrong with me? Actually, there's nothing wrong with me, per se. Well, there's a lot that's wrong with me, but that has almost nothing to do with why I haven't updated. It's been a matter of time and priorities. And there's this little thing in life called work. And sometimes it takes precedent over writing. So, one day I hope to either win the lottery or find a patron who wants to pay me to do nothing but write. Wouldn't that be nice? Michelangelo had that. A lot of artists had that. Let's bring back patronage. Speaking of dreams, today on Twitter I asked the following question. If you could choose between being Han Solo or Indiana Jones, who would you be? I'm sort of torn. Because it would be really cool to be Indiana, you know? Have a cool bullwhip and a fedora. And you can blame this to a certain extent on Trey over at Daddy Mojo, who had a post about Indiana Jones. So I downloaded the app, and I've been trying to make the dog crazy with the sound of the whip. But on the other hand, I'm an old Star Wars guy. I was 8 years old when that movie came out. I saw it in the drive-in. Yes, a drive-in. If you've never been, you've missed out. Trust me, it was one of the great experiences of my life. Not just Star Wars, but the drive-in. And I haven't been to the drive-in, let me think, in over 20 years. Which means that I was in my 20s the last time I went. Damn, I'm getting old. Not that old, because I got these nifty little apps with sounds of whips cracking that help keep me young. Plus kids. Speaking of children, my daughter, who I love dearly, but sometimes has way too much of a dad inside her, well, she was trying to taunt and tease me yesterday. So, obviously, being the grown-up, I decided, what can I do to give it back? So I started talking like this. I don't know why, but it set her off, and she kept saying, "Daddy, stop!" And I said, "Ho, ho, ho, look what happens. Sometimes when you press buttons, people press back." So, sometimes you gotta let loose. She and I, we had a really good time. It was good, actually. It was a little daddy-daughter time. We got to hang out a little bit. And she was telling me about her day, and she's gonna start taking violin lessons, which excites me, sort of. I'm truly excited for her. But between you and me, I'm sort of dreading the idea of listening to the squeaks and squawks and screeching that's going to come along with learning. But it'll be good for her. You know, music's important. I love music. Can't get enough of it. And frankly, I wish that I could play an instrument. Now, if you ask me what instrument I'd like to play, I would probably say all of them. But sometimes you have to pick and choose. Which, you know, goes back to this whole Indiana Jones thing. And trying to pick between Indiana Jones and Han Solo is just tough. Because like I said, Indy is really, really cool. But Han Solo, man, you got the Millennium Falcon. And you got a 7-foot-tall Wookiee as a pal. And a blaster. And you get to go on all these adventures. Not that you don't get to go on adventures with Indy. Because obviously you do. But, man, with the Millennium Falcon, you go everywhere. You know, you're not just earthbound. And I'm torn. Maybe I'm a rocket man. So we're going to wind this or wrap this up in just a moment. And I promise I will have some new content of the reading kind for you soon. But I have to go get my hair cut, which is very exciting for you, I know. But not all of us get to be like Jessica Gottlieb, who goes out and drives a Porsche today. Thanks for the invite. Oh boy, 16 cups of coffee and I'm just flying. So think about who you want to be, Han Solo or Indiana Jones. Later on we'll talk some more. I need to get a new cell phone, so I'm starting to map out whether I'm going to get another droid or whether I should try and switch to the dark side and get the iPhone 5 whenever it's coming out. I did inherit an iMac, so now I have a laptop, a PC laptop, and a